Summertime is not officially upon us, but we're starting to see more outdoor events, and that includes those involving the arts. Theater in the Park at New Salem begins its season this weekend, and Carrie Catton is executive director of Theater in the Park. She joins us to talk more about what's in store. You certainly have an interesting choice to kick things off this year, The Diary of Anne Frank.
It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning play back in 1956, and it's a piece of history that I believe everybody should know about. And when we choose our plays out there, we do think about, gee, would Abraham Lincoln like to have seen this play? And I believe because of the message and the theme of this play, it is so important to our world history and the atrocities that happened to the Jewish people during World War II. This is an important piece of history. These people actually lived and died, unfortunately. But it's important to see the play, understand how family can come together, and their spirit carries them through with the great hope of survival and the love that they share among all the eight people that were stuck in the attic with Anne for 2 years in Amsterdam.
A lot of people think of The Diary of Anne Frank. They think of the book. They also think of the movie in many cases. Maybe
Correct.
Not that many have seen it performed live on stage. How does it differ much from what we're used to seen on screen before?
This adaptation is a newer adaptation of her actual diary. And so Emma Schaefer plays the title role of Anne Frank. And she steps out and does excerpts from the diary and shares with us her innermost thoughts during particular parts of the play. How she feels about her mother, in particular, I find interesting as I watch the rehearsals. She didn't get along with her mother, and how many teenagers really, really do? She adored her father. She was always quick to talk. They call her Chatterbox. She's a chatterbox. She was a very lively young girl and was caught in a desperate situation to survive.
So even if you think you know this story, you're going to learn something by coming to see the play.
You are. You might even be reminded of the humanity that we as human beings can bring forth into ourselves and share to survive. And there are things going on in the world now that we should sit up and take notice that reflect themes of the atrocities that were committed against people.
We're talking with Carrie Catton. She is executive director of Theater in the Park at New Salem. You mentioned something interesting there a moment ago, and that is you like to think about, would this be something that Abraham Lincoln would have liked to have watched, have seen? You can't get away from that at New Salem. Lincoln is why you're there to begin with. And I know that some of the other performances are a little more lively, a little more interesting, but history is really still what New Salem is all about, and as Theater in the Park gets into that as well.
Right. When we choose our plays, we do consider the historical factor of the play. For instance, last year we chose Little Women. It may not have been exactly about the Civil War, but it took place during the Civil War. They talked about the Civil War. And as a family, they dealt with the issue of war and how they got through that. So it might not be in direct link with Abraham Lincoln, but we do consider factors and aspects of the plays we produce to be historical in nature, even if we have to stretch it a little bit. Sometimes, like The Music Man that we've chosen this year, that is a play that has never been done out there, and it's a huge play. Directed by Bill Bowser Jr., who is from Petersburg. And that is just a play that we believe our patrons would love. And Abraham Lincoln would like it, too.
Would he have liked Footloose? Because that's on your schedule,
well,
so we don't know.
Okay, Footloose draws in the young people.
Sure.
And I believe Abraham Lincoln, with all the people that he had to deal with, he had to address, what do the young people like? This particular play helps the young people address issues that they might have with we older people and our directives.
Sure. So let's go through the schedule. We mentioned Diary of Anne Frank's going to start things. And that's going to run basically through June 7th.
Right.
Footloose is next. Why don't you run through the rest of the schedule
okay.
for this year?
All right. Well, Carla Wilhelm is directing Footloose, and that opens on June 20th, and it runs for six shows. And Footloose, it's their 30th anniversary, so we thought that would be appropriate as well. And it's about the town saying that people cannot dance, the young people cannot dance, and the young people formulate a plan to get through that and change it. And the music is rock and roll, attracts the young people, and we get the young actors out there as well, introduce them to another venue for us.
You mentioned, too, attracting the young people, but attracting crowds can all, I mean, you don't have that problem usually at Theater in the Park. They draw. I know it draws well, but it's still a bit remote for a lot of people to drive to.
It is.
So you do have to do a lot of promotion, like today, trying to, you know, let people know things are going on. But has that been an issue through the years?
Well, I tell you, what we have come up against is competition. There are more venues doing theater on a more consistent basis in Springfield, in Jacksonville, in Havana. And competition, I think, will pull people in other places. So we have to make our place a memorable experience where people enjoy coming out there and sitting in the trees and hearing the cicadas buzz. And, I mean, that's part of the experience going out there. And, of course, the popcorn.
I interrupted you there. I know that after Footloose, you have some more productions coming up.
Yes, we have a staged reading of Grace Among the Leavings, which is a book that a gentleman by the name of Dennis Darling and myself, we adapted a book, Beverly Fisher's book, into a play. And this is going to be free to the public on July 12th. And Beverly Fisher is from Tennessee. This is based on some of her family history about the Civil War through the eyes of an 11-year-old girl and how they survived. What did they eat? The soldiers came and took everything they had, and they were left to go and forage in the woods and try to live. And her father was gone off to fight, and her mother simply disappeared. The Music Man, of course, July 18th, directed by Bill Bowser Jr. That should be a romping good time. We also have Mr. Lincoln. It's a one-man play, and we were able to get Carly Schenck, who I believe is one of the finer directors in the area, to come and direct this show where it centers on Mr. Lincoln talking about his life, his marriage, his kids, his political ambitions, the war, and how it affected him personally and how it may have affected the country. And Mr. John O'Connor is playing Mr. Lincoln, and Mr. O'Connor is probably one of the finer actors in the area. We also have The Pajama Game, which is a Golden Age musical. It's an old movie, too, with Doris Day. And it's about the love-hate relationship of this man and this woman who work in this pajama factory. So we have a variety of things. And then we wrap up our season with our fundraiser concert on August 30th. And we invite some of the actors that have been with us from the summer to choose a song and present it to the audience. And it just helps us raise a little money for future ventures with Theater in the Park.
We've been talking with Carrie Catton. She is Executive Director of Theater in the Park in Lincoln's New Salem. Carrie, we appreciate you coming in, and good luck. Diary of Anne Frank gets underway this weekend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity. Invite everybody to come out and bring their buggins and have a good time with us.